Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted today, the UN's Human Rights Day, that Americans should remember the hostages held in Iran, including Bob Levinson. But Levinson's family feels Americans have forgotten him. So does Diane Foley, mother of journalist James Foley, who was kidnapped and brutally murdered by ISIS in Syria in 2014. We spoke recently. Her foundation tries to bring awareness about detainees, including the families of seven men held prisoner in Iran, who recently published an open letter to world leaders pleading for their help. There are more detainees in Iran, but their families worry speaking out may actually make them more valuable as hostages. Well, our next guests say they have to take that chance. Sarah Moriarty is the daughter of American Robert Levinson, who Pompeo tweeted about. He's been missing in Iran for more than 11 years. She was part of that recent letter and joins us from New York. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're also joined by Nadim Zaka. His father is Nizar Zaka, a Lebanese national and U.S. legal permanent resident who was kidnapped in Iran in 2015. And Nadim joins us from KUHF in Houston. Nadim, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Well, boy, what a tough thing. I mean, we're so sorry. Such a void. And we feel we don't hear enough about detainees anymore. Is that what brought you and other families together at this point? Sarah, you start.
Yes, we actually met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, and several families met together, and we realized that all of our stories were so similar, our frustrations with getting attention on our loved ones' cases, as well as our challenges in dealing with our own governments.
Well, Nadim, your father was a U.S. legal permanent resident, a world-renowned freedom of speech advocate, and the only detainee who was invited into Iran by the government there, only to then be snatched.
My father was invited by the vice president of Iran at the time to speak at one of her conferences on women's role in entrepreneurship. After attending her conference and even having dinner with her and her crew, my father got kidnapped on his way to the airport by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
And recently, as you write in this letter, President Rouhani's advisor admitted that this kidnapping was not approved by the government. Does that seem possible?
The same person that invited my father to attend the conference put out that interview through the Associated Press saying it was a mistake and it's in no way acceptable. Now again, my father was kidnapped by the IRGC, whether they're having issues internally or whether they're just throwing the blame towards someone else, I really don't know.
Now, you have no way of knowing if this was a setup, if even the invitation was a setup.
It reached to a point where they're inviting known people, they're inviting people that they know that people are going to ask about just so they can use them as bargaining chips.
I would just add, they are being used as bargaining chips. There's been 20 individuals who have been taken by the Iranian government or Iranian authorities since my father was taken 11 and a half years ago. Our letter represents seven of them, but there are more. And this continues to happen and will continue to happen if the Iranians are not held accountable for it. That's what we're asking for in this letter, is for concrete steps.
Well, Sarah, let us talk about your father, Robert Levinson. You call him Bob. He had been a private investigator, a former FBI agent, reportedly was a part-time consultant for the CIA when this happened, reportedly trying to get an informant in Iran when he disappeared. Now, the U.S. claimed he was working on a cigarette smuggling case. They had to retract that. It became a huge scandal at the CIA. People lost their jobs for what the New York Times calls an unauthorized spying operation. In fact, your father sent out an email to a friend before he did this, saying, I'm questioning why at this point, with seven kids and a great wife, why I'd put myself in this jeopardy. People might say to you, and I'm sure they have, well, this is different. That's a risk he took, working for the CIA, maybe even a rogue operation. And I'm thinking your response might be, actually, since he was in service to the U.S., there's more reason for the country to take care of him.
Well, first of all, my father was not hiding anything. When he went over there, he went under his own name and his own passport. He was there for both private business and as a contractor for our government. He has been kept without his most basic human rights for 11 and a half years. We don't understand why there is not more of an outrage. This man, my father, is 70 years old. He's not in good health from all reports that we've received. And he was there on behalf of the U.S. government. His two passions were his family and the U.S. government. He was one of the first to be held, and he's always been left behind by our government, and he shouldn't be any longer. He needs to be first to come home.
In March, on the 11th anniversary of your father's disappearance, you had an event with his FBI colleagues to try to draw attention to his detention. You know, we're seeing the American ambassador in Berlin sending out your letter, agreeing with you. We hear that the Trump administration has been vocal about trying to bring your father home. What's your sense of what the U.S. government is doing?
I think they're trying hard. I think it will never be enough until my father is brought home. Mm. I am so appreciative for Ambassador Grinnell's efforts. He has been one of our biggest proponents since my mother and I met with him in September. Ambassador Haley has also started to take up the cause. But we need more from administration officials. We need them to put this at the forefront of every single conversation they have.
Nadeem, you have been in contact with your dad. What's his life like?
Well, my dad right now lives underground with about 20 to 30 other people in a rat-infested cell with cockroaches and bedbugs all over the ground. Mm. He's currently with another U.S. citizen, namely Zhuang, who was a Princeton student that was doing his doctorate and got kidnapped as well. The worst part about being able to speak to my dad, I would say, is that when they're in Iran, when they're held, they're getting tortured mentally and physically. So, and when they're getting tortured mentally, they use family members, they use phone calls to play mind games with their detainees. I've had to argue with my father all the way across the world. They would basically try to convince their detainees, for example, with their kids, like, your kids are living their own lives, they don't care about you, they're not asking about you, that their spouses left them behind and found someone else. So when I'm trying to help my dad, all I'm getting is feedback from him saying, you did this, you did that. And it's all paranoia that's instilled by his captives.
What a nightmare. I understand, though, that there are also times when you're trying to cheer him up, but he's more concerned with cheering you up.
At the end of the day, he is my father, and he's, in my opinion, he is one of the greatest men that ever came. He devoted his life for advocating freedom of speech and freedom of the internet. He feels sometimes that he needs to watch out for us. Mm. He's always hopeful that he'll leave. Some days I just hear him talking and I think to myself, how can he be so strong being held in Iran? How can he have no fear from the authorities and his life is at stake every day? No one can really do anything to get him out, and at the same time, no one can stop them from doing anything to him. No one can stop them from torturing my father.
We are seeing what's happening, the rage at what happened to an American journalist that the CIA believes was killed by a hit squad from Saudi Arabia. Sarah, I'll ask you, I can see you saying, we want to have justice for Jamal Khashoggi, but what about my dad?
We've seen international outcry in that case, and we're looking for that as well. We want every citizen to call up their government. These individuals have been tortured. They've been in solitary confinement. They've been denied medical care. Several have never received a fair trial. My dad has had no trial, and action needs to be taken, and each individual person can ask their governments to take further action and concrete steps.
Sarah, would you tick off the other names? I'm seeing Saeed Malakpour, 10 years held captive in Iran, Kamran Ghaderi, an Austrian-Iranian citizen IT consultant. He was on a regular business trip, held in solitary confinement, forced to write a confession. He's had operations. Tell us some of the names.
Ahmadreza Dejali and Bakr and Saeed Meknamazi. Saeed had a heart attack recently. Ahmadreza had to have emergency surgery. Everyone's stories are so deeply upsetting, and there should be international outcry. And the hardest part is that my family has not had any contact with my father for the 11 and a half years. And to hear these families suffering as well, it's very hard.
You take on their pain, too. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Ahmadreza Dayali, the Swedish-Iranian scientist, was invited by Iranian universities to develop training. He was arrested by the government in 2016. And you mentioned Bakr and Siamak Namazi, a father and son, watching each other waste away. Just terrible.
Having built this friendship with these other families is so important now that all of them come home.
Yeah, because you'd probably feel guilt if one did. And the rest didn't. Hey, by the way, how's your mother?
She's okay. It's very hard.
Oh,
it gets harder every day, I think, especially around the holidays.
Yeah. Nadeem, is it hard to, like, get up every day and go about your life? I mean, how often is this on your mind?
When my dad first got kidnapped, my whole life turned around. I was in college. I was trying to finish up my bachelor's. You know, after that happened to my dad, I had to go ahead and, you know, be with my family and work with my family to get through this. And it's really taken a toll on my life personally. Mm. But no one's going to ask for my father's release more than I am. No one's gonna want his release more than I do. So that's why I do it, because I know no one's gonna work as hard.
We've been speaking with Sarah Moriarty and Nadeem Zaka, both of their fathers being detained in Iran. We'll post their letter to the international community at hereandnow.org. Nadeem, thank you, and best to you.
Thank you again for having me, Robin.
Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.